Good morning, everybody. Are we back in here? Good morning. All right. Hey, say hello in the comments if you can. I see some people showing up here. And this is great. Hey, excellent. Brian, good to see you, man. Woo! What a day. Here in America, we celebrate Thanksgiving today, and a lot of things happen early on, so our house is awake and buzzing. And if you're here, maybe something's going on for you too today. Safe travels if you are. Let me dig into the mindset for today. Let's run this mindset piece today. It's a big one today. I want to talk about gratitude today, and we're going to take some fast action on gratitude along with the theme of the day here being Thanksgiving. And I hope you'll have an open mind to this. And I'll cover this in the teaching. Something I wrote about gratitude, though. Our ability to show gratitude is a superpower that each of us possesses. Our willingness to use it to not only bless up, and I'm going to talk about this, to bless up to those with higher status, power, or achievement, but to bless laterally and down those to our peers, and to those who are just starting out in life, a career, or a path that we have long traveled. Our willingness to bless is directly proportional to the quality of our relationships. And the quality of our relationships is directly proportional to the width and breadth of our experiences. And our experiences, as I'm sure you guys know, is what we use to gauge joy and satisfaction and comfort. The ability to show gratitude, it's ground zero for us being bigger than ourselves. Each time we take the risk to show true gratitude, break that down here today a little bit, we become beacons of light and hope, not only in the eyes of the recipient, but more importantly, to the man or woman who looks at us in the mirror. So with that mindset of gratitude, I want to dig into this. And there are some silly myths. I did a little bit of research. It's funny, gratitude has been such a part of my operating system, and maybe that was from today sponsored by Headblade. Let me get that out of the screen here. Gratitude has been such a part of my life. I think from a crappy start in life, I learned to be grateful early on, and there's this great conversation between the words grateful and gratitude we're not going to get into, but know that they share some pieces, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But myths about gratitude, I started looking up, why would people not do this? And some of you guys mentioned gratitude in your surveys we did when we began this, that nice form. I know some people are doing morning routines on gratitude. Man, I couldn't be any happier. But some of the myths, gratitude has taken a bad rap since the internet was invented. I mean, I know that to be true. It's so much easier to put out negativity or write some bad review or thrash somebody. I mean, all we need to do is look at YouTube comments for a minute and we can see that the ease of being able to publish your thoughts has brought the level of gratitude in many places down to zero. A myth that gratitude will make us lazy and keep us from being motivated to create. That it forces us to look for something good in bad situations. Not the kind we're talking about today, not the kind we're going to dig into for our fast action, that's for sure. And there is a mass confusion between positive thinking and gratitude. And for the sake of our work here, I'm going to separate that as gratitude is something that we show physically. Positive thinking lives in some little area back here. So that's a distinction we'll use. And then this crazy ass notion that I've seen that, there's a danger that if we have gratitude, we're giving away our power. We're giving away our responsibility for achievement. So let's shatter a couple of those things here today. So gratitude is alchemy. Guaranteed, it's not something that we can say, if I put in this much, I'm going to get this much back. Its powers are literally beyond anything that we could explain. In fact, for a second right now, close your eyes for a second. Close your eyes for a second. I want to, let me see one thing here. Oh, if my son didn't mess something up. Close your eyes. I want to take you to a place right now, quickly. Just take a minute here. Think of a time when someone bestowed true, meaningful gratitude upon you. You remember that? Remember where you were? How they pitched it? What you felt inside right away? Was there a part of you inside that wanted to kind of reject it? Deflect it? Not uncommon. Good. All right, so come back here for a second. Gratitude takes work. And it's not easy work. It's simple to do, but it's not easy because maybe it's not something you do regularly. But for our work today, I'm going to ask you to step up your personal game. If you're zero, I'm going to ask you to go to a two or a three or a four. And if you're doing this every day, I'm going to push you to even press yourself even bigger, surprise yourself. So a big difference with positive thinking. I covered that. Yeah. Look, the thing is, I want to tell you this briefly. In terms of our mastermind, this is an opportunity to do something that is no way required or expected, or in my opinion, ever modeled enough. I think it's impossible for it to be modeled enough. Gratitude and honest gratitude direct from the heart has been responsible for over $1 million in new and recurring business in my career. I mean, I can look at opportunities where I really stepped out and showed gratitude for something and connected with someone, told them something they were doing amazingly well. And that operating system, rough math, I can calculate over $1 million that has come my way because of that. So in contracts, it's funny. We often talk about plus, you know, this thing, plus ground, plus hotel, or plus transportation, plus hotel. And mine, I always had this third unspoken plus, and that is that I would find ways to show the client gratitude before, during, and after. So how can we work that into our business negotiations and into our life to start seeing some of those returns that are not possible any other way? In those settings, in the professional world, and even in our personal lives, the good news is it's never, ever, ever too late to show gratitude. I don't care if somebody did something nice for you or if you did a gig for somebody at the beginning of this year. In fact, what a remarkable exercise to look at your contracts, look at your shows you did this year. Find one piece of gratitude you can offer every single one of those clients. Something that's still with you here around Thanksgiving time or as we move towards the end of the year and you're doing some year-end review. What an amazing gift for those clients to get a note, pick up your phone and record a 15, 30-second video through Facebook Messenger. You know, the power of this damn thing, to be able to pick up a phone even on someone's birthday when Facebook rats them out and tells you it's their birthday, the power of being able to grab a phone, take a minute, breathe in, just picture the person's experience and energy you've had with them, a connection, a moment, a second that you had with them that you're grateful for, and being able to jump on and show that, put that stuff out into your life and into your client work in a bigger way, you know, just not the simple things, oh, I thanked him or I told her it was a great time. Not that, this is not that. Now, this is funny. You know, there's this risk. We run this risk of falling into the Groucho Marx trap, right? If I could fake sincerity, I've got it made, right? He has a great quote about that. But what I'm talking about is looking for what's real and reflect that back to the person or the client, however you're going to do this. What's real? What's something that not everybody's mentioning? Oh, the band was great. Beautiful, good food. You know, all this BS stuff. But what's the piece that's gratitude, that's coming from inside, that you're noticing, that you know somebody probably put a whole lot of work into? Yeah. It's the small details. But, you know, it's funny. This kind of stuff, it's gotten me repeat trade shows for the same clients. I remember Eckerd Drugs. Any of you guys on the East Coast probably know about Eckerd, but they had this manager's conference every year. And Dan and I emceed this conference for 4 years in a row. Four-day conference, 4 years in a row. Needless to say, when we flew there the last year we did it, we just went straight from the airport to Home Depot. We had to find new props. I mean, we had exhausted a lot of material emceeing 4 days. But, you know, that kind of thing came from building a huge relationship that was based around a lot of gratitude. Now, was that, you know, for the sake of our mindset today, was that blessing up, laterally, or below? You know, in status, position in life, ability to affect change in my business, that was definitely blessing up. And honestly, that's the easier one to do. The lateral and the below, oh my gosh, the impact those have is exponential versus the up, because the up people are getting it all the time. So being conscious of where we're blessing, it's stuff that can happen fast. It doesn't have to be a big thought out process. So that's led to repeat engagements, being remembered, you know, going back to places years later, casinos in Las Vegas and Atlantic City. I mean, those people churn through acts, but we were always remembered for two things, gratitude and Dan's voice. You know, both those things really helped us out a lot. And I've gotten beautiful recommendations, referrals, handwritten cards, cash tips, been a lot of neat things that have come from that. So let's talk about the action piece, where I want to take you guys for this piece today. There are two targets for gratitude that we're going to do for our fast action bonus. And you know, if you're here in America, it's a great day to do it. I do want you to take fast action every day for 21 days. It's what you agreed to. So see which of these you can fit in. And the truth is, if you do these without overthinking them, which is the basis, the dirt that we plant fast action in, is this thing called not overthinking. It's just taking fast action. Yeah, grab a something to write down on. I know you're bringing that to all our meetings here. But grab something that you can scribble something down on right now and do this. The two targets for gratitude: three other people in your life. And it may not surprise you that we're going to go on these with one above, one lateral, and one below. And again, the above might be a powerful client, a mentor. The lateral might be another performer you know, something you appreciate about them. And then the below, maybe someone, a mentee, a student, a child. Write down those three other people that you're going to take action with. Which ones are you finding the easiest? The above, the lateral, the below? Let me know in there if you can. Because it's really, it's a different mindset for each, isn't there? And what is it in you that you can use as a litmus test for if this is manipulative or if this is true? me, I think it was probably around 5 years ago, probably soon after I turned 50, that I quit using this thing for the most part and instead depended on this. You know, this word Sarah's on here. She's from Hawaii. Now, gut intelligence, a Hawaiian word, which I just love for gut intelligence. I think it was around 50, 51 years old. I shifted as close as I could be to 100% for gut intelligence, putting away this thing that's worked way too hard for half a century on making up bullshit and justifying stuff that I knew in my heart wasn't right, in my belly wasn't right, and instead trusting the gut. And man, that gut has gotten me places. Oh my gosh. That gut intelligence has gotten me opportunities because things I would have easily talked myself out of or thought myself out of. All right. Hopefully you got three people written now. One above, one lateral, one beneath. Boy, I just have a hard time finding words that don't sound condescending, right? Either the above or the beneath. But let's just know that I'm sticking to status, maybe power, whatever it is in that dynamic, age. Yeah. Okay. The second one, we're going to do three levels on this one as well. And this one is the man or woman in the mirror. And the three different levels on that one are the simple ones, the ones that are really easy to say. Your hair looks great today. Not a great one for me. And then the medium range ones, the ones that, you know, rarely will you give yourself gratitude for. And then the third one is the big one. The third one's the one you've never done. The one you've never taken the time to show yourself gratitude for. Yeah. That brings something up. Yeah, take a minute. Jot down the easy one, the medium one, and then the one you've never done. Yeah. Yeah, so gratitude can turn into a story pretty easily. And maybe some of you are feeling it. More detail starts to come in, and that's great. It's wonderful prompting. And for the case of fast action, we're going to get our gratitude down to a sentence. And it may turn into more if you're doing this with somebody else, if you're doing the first one where I talked about the gratitude we're going to do for the above, the lateral, and the below. Get it down to a sentence just so that you can clearly say it, own it, feel it in your heart, let them feel it. And you know what's the amazing thing to offer somebody? It's kind of a bonus, and yeah, we have a minute, a few seconds to do this. The bonus package on giving somebody else gratitude, sharing gratitude with someone else, is silence after you say it. Letting them be the first to speak. And then notice, is there deflection? Is there a tendency for them to instantly return a compliment back? Because gratitude is making a deposit into your own heart, your own life, your own status, your own leadership. And when you give it to somebody else, it's making a deposit into them. So what happens when you hand somebody money, reward, gratitude? a currency. What happens when you hand that to them? Just notice that, and then notice what happens when you do it to yourself. Is the first word but? Is there some tendency to reject, or is it full opening? Okay, wow, good stuff. All right, you guys, so again, the fast action piece is three to somebody else, above, lateral, below, and three to yourself. Yeah, and there is a place on the daily review pages. I hope you guys are saw those. I sent out an email yesterday with the link today. One, I won't be doing that every day. The pages will be updated certainly within an hour from here on out. I have somebody doing the heavier lifting, and then I can write my notes to you guys. So those will be done fairly quickly. But there is a place for comments below. If you ever want to use that for comments, a great record, a great place for me to check in on what's going on with you. No one in the world needs another Facebook group at this point. So that's my projection. But so we can use those comments underneath the daily pages. All right, very good. We are at the top of the hour. There were at the bottom of our time, there were no questions submitted. I did have the wonderful piece with Colin yesterday really struck a chord in me. And I just wanted to offer one more thing. And boy, you guys, grab the phone. This is a rare opportunity. I will dig so deep. We will hit the whiteboard. I'll go to crazy for you. I'll do some thinking about it the whole day from the time I hear it. Submit questions. And I'll just follow up today because there were no new ones submitted. I think we have 50 or so people in here and there were no questions submitted. So it's I can't think everyone's silent. Maybe there's a lot going on. Know that the offer's there. And I'd love to be sifting through a bunch of questions to find the ones. So for Colin, I just wanted to add one more thing. I wanted to add an exercise for you. And please, everybody else who's here, what happens if you turn all those fears that you spoke about in the question around? Instead of I'm afraid, blop, I want you to think about, turn it around and sit in the reality of those already are. So, I'm afraid I'm going to not have this work because of the bad habits. Instead, turn those around to who am I with the positive habits? What impact will I have now that I have, what impact can I have now that I have these habits? And the wording is important. Will is about the future. Can is that I'm present. What impact do I have now that I believe in myself? How do I sleep? How do I feel? What do I eat? Who's in my life now that I am? All right, so just another way to look at the same thing. All right, you guys, 7:22. We're getting closer. Everybody have an amazing day. Check the replay. Any note you want in the comments down there. And please grab your phone, take a risk. Give a big question. Let's dig in. All right, talk to you soon. Good night. Good day.